Of the Supremes, close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Where do we go from here? First, we must massively assert our dignity and worth. We must stand up amid a system that still oppresses us and develop an unassailable and majestic sense of values. We must no longer be ashamed of being black. The job of arousing manhood within a people that have been taught for so many centuries that they are nobody is not easy. Even semantics have conspired to make that which is black seem ugly and degrading. In Roget's thesaurus, there are some 120 synonyms for blackness, and at least 60 of them are offensive. Such words as blot, sup, grim, devil, and foul. There are some 134 synonyms for whiteness, and all are favorable, expressed in such words as purity, cleanliness, chastity, and innocence. A white lie is better than a black lie. The most degenerate member of a family is the black sheep. Arthur Davis has suggested that maybe the English language should be reconstructed so that teachers will not be forced to teach the Negro child 60 ways to despise himself and thereby perpetuate his false sense of inferiority, and the white child 134 ways to adore himself and thereby perpetuate his false sense of superiority.
Welcome, everyone, to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and I have a very special show for you tonight. It's Black History Month, so tonight I'll be airing the 2022 Squid Pod Celebration of Black Musicians. This is one of the few times a year where I relax the 80s focus of Songs from the Squid Pod, but not to worry, I've got plenty of great music from that era. Tonight's sub-theme will be celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s fourth and final book, Where Do We Go From Here?, which was released 55 years ago this year. I won't be reading from the book. Instead, I've included two excerpts from his 1967 speech at the 10th annual session of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. One of those excerpts you heard at the beginning of the show, the other will come at the end. In between, I have a few other excerpts of other speeches or interviews that Dr. King has given, sprinkled throughout the show. Where Do We Go From Here was focused on the SCLC and the civil rights movement in general, about where they stood at the time and where it needed to go. But I thought it appropriate given the current concerted attempts to limit voting rights and severely restrict what can be taught in schools about race. As a tangential member of Tufts University as a community DJ, it is not lost on me that there could be a day where I'm not allowed to say some of the things I just said or play clips of certain speeches, despite living in Massachusetts. Since last year, 35 states have introduced bills or taken other steps to restrict teaching critical race theory or limit how teachers can discuss racism and sexism. On that note, I really do have a celebration of black musicians in store for you tonight, rather than a foreboding sense of the demise of the Republic. So let's get things started with the Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. 40 years ago, this band won its 7th and final Grammy. Throughout their career, they've received 18 Grammy nominations. Their founder, producer, and co-lead singer was also nominated for one as producer and songwriter for The Emotions' Best of My Love. Name the singer. Stick around, the answer to the Squid Pod Trivia Question of the Week is coming up at the end of the show, but feel free to text message the station with the answer at 781-350-3264. Again, that's 781-350-3264. I am monitoring it live for the next hour. You can also reply to the Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week on Twitter at Squid Pod Radio. As I'm sure you noticed, Mr. Buchert aired his Black History Month edition of Tears of the Gods just before my show. Edward featured Willie Dixon, so I thought I'd start with a cover of one of Dixon's songs by Etta James from 1960. This track has a relatively close association to the 80s, which I'll discuss at the break. Celebrating Black History Month, here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to work all day. But I want you to be true. And I just wanna make love to you. Love to you. Ooh, love to you. All I want to do is wash your clothes. I don't want to keep you indoors. There is nothing for you to do but keep me making love to you. Love to you. Tell by the way you walk that walk, I can hear by the way you talk that talk, I can know by the way you treat your girl that I can give you all the loving in the whole wide world. All I want you to do is make your bread just to make sure you're
lover.
Let me tell you for that thing. Come on, baby. Let me come inside. Let me come inside.
Praise the Lord for the JBs.
So you can get yours, you ain't into it, all you want is profit. So I ask you please to stop it, leave me alone, get off my bone, cause I'm doing my own.
the final analysis, racism is evil because its ultimate logic is genocide. Hitler was a sick and tragic man who carried racism to its logical conclusion. And he ended up leading a nation to the point of killing about 6 million Jews. And this is the tragedy of racism because its ultimate logic is genocide. If one says that I am not good enough to live next door to him, if one says that I am not good enough to eat at a lunch counter, or to have a good, decent job, or to go to school with him merely because of my race, he is saying consciously or unconsciously that I do not deserve to exist. To use a philosophical analogy here, racism is not based on some empirical generalization. It is based rather on an ontological affirmation. It is not the assertion that certain people are behind culturally or otherwise because of environmental conditions. It is the affirmation that the very being of a people is inferior. And this is the great tragedy of it. Now I say that however unpleasant it is, we must honestly see and admit that racism is still deeply rooted all over America. It's still deeply rooted in the North, and it's still deeply rooted in the South.
Oh, Right now, the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans, and soon they will be available to everyone.
This vaccine means hope. It will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
I want to go back to work and I want to be able to move around.
To visit with Michelle's mom, to hug her and see her on her birthday.
You know what I'm really looking forward to is going to opening day in Texas Ranger Stadium with a full stadium.
We've lost enough people and we've suffered enough damage.
In order to get rid of this pandemic, it's important for our fellow citizens to get vaccinated.
I'm getting vaccinated because we want this pandemic to end as soon as possible.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
So roll up your sleeve and do your part.
This is our shot.
Now it's up to you.
This is the 2022 Squid Pod Celebration of Black Musicians here on Songs from the Squid Pod. We began the show in 1960 with Etta James's cover of Willie Dixon's I Just Want to Make Love to You. Although it was released in 1960, it was used in a Diet Coke commercial in the UK and other European countries, and was so popular that they re-released it as a single, where it became a top 10 hit in the UK in 1996. Prince followed with International Lover, the Piano and a Microphone 1983 version. Piano and a Microphone 1983 was a piano rehearsal recorded at Prince's home in 1983, which had been bootlegged since the late 80s, but was given an unofficial release posthumously in 2018. A very nice and very different version of International Lover from his album 1999. Speaking of the 80s, the all-female hip-hop trio JJ Fad gave us My Dope Intro from 1988. We then heard Jungle Brothers and their single Doing Our Own Dang, Do It to the JB's Edit from 1990. That track featured De La Soul, Moni Love, Tribe Called Quest, and Queen Latifah. Jamaican legend Alton Ellis and his wife Hortense Ellis on vocals, followed with People Make the World Go Round from 1971. I believe that's the year anyway. We then heard an excerpt from Dr. King's The Other America speech, which he gave at Stanford University in 1967. We followed that up with Anita Baker's Just Because from her incredible album Giving You the Best That I Got from 1988. In the background, you are listening to Maze featuring Frankie Beverly and the track Joy and Pain from 1980, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh. And I eat well, and I grow strong. Tomorrow I'll sit at the table when company comes. Nobody'll dare say to me, eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I, too, am America. Who wrote that?
Langston Hughes, 1924.
1925. Hating you shall be a game played with cool hands. Memory will lay its hands upon your breast, and you will understand my hatred. Gwendolyn Bennett wrote that. She was born in 1902, unofficially. You see, in most states, Negroes were denied birth certificates, which means I can lie about my age the rest of my life. You think that's funny? To be born without record.
Thank you. long ago, at this place I've been, remind myself of the times I used to rip and run, shoot my guns out for fun. As time passed by, I changed my point of view, started to search for someone like you. You made me feel so much love from the heart, enough to know we'll never part.
I wanna be with you, wanna be with you. That's all I want to do. I wanna be with you,
wanna be with you.
That's all I want to do. I wanna be with you,
wanna be with you.
That's all I want to do. I wanna be with you,
wanna be with you.
I wanna be with you.
Look at you like someone from a dream.
Vast majority of people in the United States would vote favorably for such a bill. I think the tragedy is that we have a Congress with a Senate that has a minority of misguided senators who will use the filibuster to keep the majority of people from even voting. They won't let the majority of senators vote. And certainly they wouldn't want the majority of people to vote because they know they do not represent the majority of the American people. In fact, they represent in their own states a very small minority.
You have been listening to the 2022 Squid Pod celebration of black musicians. I'm Savoir Faire, and I've been your host for this evening. Hope you enjoyed my selection of music and clips of various speeches by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as we look back at his Where Do We Go From Here book and speech 55 years ago this year. I've got one more I'll leave you with, but first let's address the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week. A quick recap. 40 years ago this year, this band won its 7th and final Grammy. Throughout their career, they've received a total of 18 Grammy nominations. Their founder, producer, and co-lead singer was also nominated for one as producer and songwriter for The Emotions' Best of My Love. Name the singer. And the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question is Maurice White. Maurice was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Earth, Wind & Fire and the Songwriters Hall of Fame by himself. We're remembering Maurice White, who passed away today in 2016. I recently saw Respect, featuring Jennifer Hudson as Aretha Franklin. If you're unfamiliar with the movie, it's based on Miss Franklin's life, and I highly recommend it. Jennifer Hudson gives an amazing performance. So we began the last set with Something He Can Feel from Miss Franklin's 1976 release, Sparkle. Speaking of movies, we heard a clip from Denzel Washington's The Great Debaters from 2007, another must-see. Without spoiling it, there's a connection to Boston, which leads me to fellow Bostonian Bobby Brown, who will turn 53 tomorrow. He gave us Rock With Ya from 1988's Don't Be Cruel. The Emotions followed with Best of My Love from 1977. That was the song written and produced by Maurice White, which he received a Grammy nomination. The Emotions won Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals at that ceremony. Maurice White's Earth, Wind & Fire and their 7th and final Grammy Award winner Wanna Be With You from 1981's Raise rounded out the subject of tonight's SquidPod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. And the set completed with an excerpt from Dr. King's 1963 interview by Press Conference USA. Press Conference USA was a program by the United States Information Agency and featured journalists from around the world, and sometimes including the U.S., interviewing well-known Americans. The programs were released internationally, but for some reason couldn't be released in the U.S. by law until 12 years after their initial release date. The clip I played featured Dr. King commenting on the filibuster. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe, get vaccinated if you haven't already, and be sure to get the booster as soon as possible. And don't forget to wear a mask that covers your nose and mouth when you're out and about. Ciao.
The tendency to ignore the Negro's contribution to American life and strip him of his personhood is as old as the earliest history books and as contemporary as the morning's newspaper. To offset this cultural homicide, the Negro must rise up with an affirmation of his own Olympian manhood. Any movement for the Negro's freedom that overlooks this necessity is only waiting to be buried. As long as the mind is enslaved, the body can never be free. Psychological freedom, a firm sense of self-esteem, is the most powerful weapon against the long night of physical slavery. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation, no Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can totally bring this kind of freedom. The Negro will only be free when he reaches down to the inner depths of his own being and signs with the pen and ink of assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. And with a spirit straining toward true self-esteem, the Negro must boldly throw off the manacles of self-abnegation and say to himself and to the world, I am somebody. I am a person. I am a man with dignity and honor. I have a rich and noble history, however painful and exploited that history has been. Yes, I was a slave through my foreparents. And now I'm not ashamed of that. I'm ashamed of the people who were so sinful to make me a slave. Yes. Yes, we must stand up and say, I'm black, but I'm black and beautiful.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.